To complete this crazy day at 3 o'clock in the morning, here I am sitting in a car being driven 100 miles an hour around the sleeping streets and hills and waterfronts of San Francisco. Dave's gone off to sleep with Romana, and the others are passed out. And this crazy next-door neighbor of the rooming house, himself a bohemian, but also a laborer, a house painter who comes home with big muddy boots and has his little boy living with him. The wife has died. I've been in his pad listening to booming loud Stan Getz jazz on his hi-fi and happened to mention I thought Dave Wayne and Cody Pomeroy were the two greatest drivers in the world. What? He yells. A big, blonde, husky kid with a strange, fixed smile. Man, I used to drive the getaway car. Come on down, I'll show you. So almost dawn, and here we are cutting down Buchanan and around the corner on screeching wheels, and he opens her up, goes zipping towards a red light, so takes a sudden screeching left and goes up a hill full blast. When we come to the top of the hill, I figure he'll pause a while to see what's over the top, but he goes even faster and practically flies off the hill, and we head down one of those incredibly steep San Francisco streets with our snout pointed to the waters of the bay, and he steps on the gas. We go sailing down 100 miles per hour to the bottom of the hill where there's an intersection, luckily with the light on green, and through that we blast with just one little bump where the road crosses and another bump where the street is dipping downhill again. We come down to the waterfront and screech right. In a minute, we're soaring over the ramps around the bridge entrance, and before I can gulp up a shot or two from my last late bottle, we're already parked back outside the pad on Buchanan. The greatest driver in the world, whoever he was. And I never saw him again. Bruce something or other. What a getaway.